This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm still here with Samin Nosrat, and we're talking about all things food and cooking during the pandemic. I want to go to a question we didn't have time to get to before the break. This is from Ellie in Cleveland, Ohio, and I think this is a question I'm sure you're getting a lot, which is searching in the pantry for something new. Here it is.
Where do you go for food inspiration, especially right now when food is feeling pretty repetitive and a lot of people are in cooking ruts?
Oh, man, do I feel you. I'm like trawling the dregs of my cookbooks. I have to say, I have quite a cookbook collection, and there's so many books I've never opened. So I'm going through those. But I think for me, what I like to think about, for example, because we did this lasagna project, I was making so much lasagna. My initial sort of comfort direction was very Italian-ish, like meatballs and pasta and pizza. And I realized I was so sick of my own, that taste of like, my own cooking. And what I really missed was being able to just go get Korean food or Chinese food or Thai food. So I pulled down books from, you know, those different cultures. Meng Qi is this amazing YouTube star and cookbook author. And she just has the greatest Korean recipes. And so I've been making a lot of like kimchi fried rice and kimchi pancakes just to get into a different corner of the world. So I think if you're craving, you know, Mexican food, look for a Mexican author. And you don't even need the books now. We just have so much resources online. But I think the thing is just get out of your zone. Get out of your zone, because that's the beauty of this country, is there's so much beautiful cooking from all over the world. So when we're forced back into our homes and just doing what we're used to, we're really missing out.
Here, our next question is this is going to be something that, you know, sadly is all too familiar for some people, but is really new for others in this country. And that's not being able to find something that you want. And we're just setting aside the question here of, you know, losing income and not being able to afford some things that you want. In some places, you just can't find it. This is from Amy in Chicago.
So I've been out of basics like all-purpose flour and yeast for weeks now and haven't really had any luck finding either at the grocery store. Do you have any good suggestions on how to make a recipe work even when you're short on some of the ingredients?
What do you think, Chef?
I think so. Yeah. So I feel you on that. I mean, it's really, I feel like we're in some other time or some other place going to the store and seeing all those empty shelves. So I feel you, and I definitely feel what it's like for people, you know, who just feel limited by money too. And the thing about substitutions is you have to think about the role an ingredient plays in a dish. And so you can't just substitute like whole wheat flour for cake flour. You won't get a great result. I mean, you might still eat the cake, but it probably won't be what you were hoping for. So instead, I think if you do have, say, whole wheat flour, but not all purpose, then I would search for a recipe that uses that ingredient, that was developed for that ingredient. And a great place to look for those recipes is on the package. Usually on the package of alternative flours, there's recipes, you know, that were developed and tested using that very flour. And they're kind of, they're formulated to turn out well.
Well, you know what? I feel confident in saying this, Chef. You're our comfort food right now.
Oh,
so thank you for
thank
cheering
you.
Us up and making us see, making that lemonade when we have the lemon. So
I'm so happy too. Thank you for having me.
That's Samin Nosrat, chef, author, and host of Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, and host of the podcast Home Cooking. Thank you so much. This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.